Now he took his bow and left the stage of time with no answer. was thinking about his last real day of silence. Was it over? Or is it just we all think that our answer isn't real? It's just a picture of a letter.
That's a good song. Taken for a Ride by Tally Hall. I don't like all of that album, the Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, but I like that song a lot. I think it has a sort of sense of solidarity to it, something that I really enjoy in songs, but I don't get a lot of. It's just triumphant, and the lyrics are not so, but I do think that the line, one secondary smile to go that extra mile to make me feel today, to make it go away, is like very oddly both triumphant and deeply sad at the same time. And I don't know, it still helps me, even if it's not particularly about that, it still helps me get through, you know, hard times. So that leads to the next song, Love Minus Zero by Bob Dylan. It's not a particularly sad song, but it has a line. It just some songs I just like because of lines. This is definitely one of those. It's the line is, she knows there's no success like failure, and that failure is no success at all. I don't know why that hits me the way that it does, but it definitely does. I think it's a great song. I think that it's very intimate, one of Bob Dylan's most intimate outside of Another Side. And I love when Dylan gets intimate. So here it is. It's Love Minus Zero by Bob Dylan.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals of violence. Say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentine's can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles, in ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. Midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles, bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night goes raining, my love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
In my head too, the cadence of scenes in the road, most of them suck, it kills time, though we've got a freaking long way to go.
Well, you can wind up, pull your mouth dries up, you can hang
Talk about songs that make me keep going. That song is about keeping going. There's the lyrics, like, I'm gonna do this a lot. We got a freaking long way to go, but our hearts are strong and our minds intact, and we're never gonna stop. And that's a big fat fact. It's just fun. And a little cream in my coffee and a good CD, making everybody sing along with me. Like, that's just fun. It's just fun lyrics, you know? And it you know, you are here. You got a long way to go, and you're never going to stop. You just got to keep going. You got to have a little cream in your coffee, I suppose. I don't drink coffee. Anyway, this is Le Moribond. This is the writer of my favorite song of all time. And it is very good. I don't know what to say about it, but this next song is not my favorite song of all time. It's Le Moribond. It's sort of a triumphant anthem, and it's also very funny if you speak French. I do not, but I've read the lyrics. You just have to trust me on that one. But it's very good. This is Le Moribond by Jacques Brel.
Adieu les mille, je t'aimais bien. Adieu les mille, je t'aimais bien, tu sais. On a chanté les mêmes vins, on a chanté les mêmes filles, on a chanté les mêmes chagrins. Adieu les mille, je vais mourir. C'est dur de mourir au printemps, tu sais. Mais je pars aux fleurs, à la paix dans l'âme, car vu que t'es bon comme du pain blanc, je sais que tu prendras soin de ma femme. Et je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, je veux qu'on s'amuse comme des fous. Je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, quand c'est qu'on me mettra dans trop. Adieu curé, je t'aimais bien. Adieu curé, je t'aimais bien. Tu sais, on n'était pas du même bord, on n'était pas du même chemin, mais on cherchait le même port. Adieu curé, je vais mourir. C'est dur de mourir au printemps, tu sais. Mais je pars aux fleurs, à la paix dans l'âme, car vu que t'étais son confident, je sais que tu prendras soin de ma femme. Et je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, je veux qu'on s'amuse comme des fous. Je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, quand c'est qu'on me mettra dans trop. Adieu l'Antoine, je t'aimais pas bien. Adieu l'Antoine, je t'aimais pas bien, tu sais. J'en crève de crever aujourd'hui, alors que toi tu es bien vivant et même plus solide que l'ennui. Adieu l'Antoine, je vais mourir. C'est dur de mourir au printemps, tu sais. Mais je pars aux fleurs, la paix dans l'âme, car vu que t'étais son amant, je sais que tu prendras soin de ma femme. Et je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, je veux qu'on s'amuse comme des fous. Je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, quand c'est qu'on me mettra dans trop. Adieu ma femme, je t'aimais bien. Adieu ma femme, je t'aimais bien, tu sais. Mais je prends le train pour le bon Dieu. Je prends le train qu'avant le tien. Mais on prend tous le train qu'on peut. Adieu ma femme, je vais mourir. C'est dur de mourir au printemps, tu sais. Mais je pars aux fleurs, les yeux fermés, ma femme. Car vu que je les ai fermés souvent, je sais que tu prendras soin de mon âme. Et je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, je veux qu'on s'amuse comme des fous. Je veux qu'on rie, je veux qu'on danse, quand c'est qu'on le mettra dans le trou.
Difference in my life. I
That was How Kind of You by Paul McCartney. I really like that song as well. I like all these songs. But How Kind of You and the album that's on, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, was produced by a guy named Nigel Godrich. Nigel Godrich is a very impressive producer. You know at least a few of his songs, even if you don't know it. He produced for Beck, for Radiohead, and many other great people, and he just has a very good production quality about him. He sort of whipped Paul McCartney into shape, which is a very weird thing, but his thing was, like, Paul McCartney wanted to work with Nigel Godrich. Nigel was like, all right, I'm going to make this music good. I'm going to make it the music on my terms. Paul McCartney wasn't making the greatest music of the time, and really all he needed was a push, because Chaos and Creation in the Backyard is a really, really genuinely great album. Right? Wonderfully written, wonderful songwriting, and wonderful production, obviously. This song especially, I think of my friends that helped me out during the hard times. And, you know, even though it's dark for all of us, the fact that they have time to assist me is very kind of them. The next song is People Get Ready by The Impressions. one of the greatest songs of all time. This is a civil rights anthem. You probably know the songwriter of this and the lead vocalist. It's Curtis Mayfield. This song put him into stardom. It was written before, right before MLK came to Chicago, which is his hometown, and it was warrior music. You know, it people needed solidarity at that time, just as I think we all do at all times, but especially then. They were fighting a battle that has never yet ended. This is People Get Ready by The Impressions.
What's the point of being on all day when no one appreciates the breeze you make? What's the point of being on all day when no one can tolerate the noise you make? I'm just a fan. What's the point of being on all day when no
fame. Don't mind me, I'm just a fan on the wall. I won't tell a soul, even though I've seen it all. You put me away every winter and fall, but when summertime rolls around, I'll cool you all. When summertime rolls around, I'll cool you all. Yeah. What's the point of being on all day when you don't appreciate the breeze I made? What's the point of being on all day when you get tired?
That was I'm Just a Fan by Tizo Touchdown. I like that song a lot because it is the first Tizo Touchdown. Tizo Touchdown, if you don't know, he has nails in his hair. And he is the most wholesome human being that I have ever witnessed, at least in the rap scene. He's great. Like, he speaks to this, you know, sensitive quality of people. He uses his music to make his community better. He has a campaign called Rid the Mid, where he's trying to get the mid off the streets. Like, all this, you know, behavior that he sees is damaging his community, he's just saying rid that mid, you know. And also he has nails in his hair. This song, I thought it does have a deeper meaning, obviously, but it's deeper meaning, like the context of the song, like, it's all about him being a literal fan. Like, all of the lyrics are a thing that a fan is. You don't usually see analogies go this deep where every single thing in the analogy can be taken literally if you want. Like, this could just be a song about him being a literal fan, and that is so funny to me. But it is, you know, it's a metaphor for, you know, being in a, one-sided relationship, obviously, but, it's good. It's produced by him and the production is great. And, it's mixed perfectly, mostly because it's mixed by the person who mixed Sunflower. But the fact that he's like, this is his best song of all time, I'm extremely excited to see where Tizo is going to go next. Cause I didn't really like his song, last song, all that much. I love this one though. The next one is New Partner by Bonnie Prince Billy. With that, we get into the sort of more sad part of our playlist. New Partner is a very sad song about a breakup, but it has really good lyricism, a really, I don't know, sarcastic sort of, a sarcastic sort of songwriting quality about it, and it's also incredibly cathartic. So this is New Partner by Palace Music, Bonnie Prince Billy.
Of skies, lay back, rest your head on my thighs. There is some awful action that just breathes from my hand, just breaths from a deed so exquisitely grand. And you're always on my mind, and you are I knew. skirt in the bedroom that's pleasantly low, and the leaves on the moor, or the fish in the flow. And my friends still will whisper hello. We all know what we know. It's a hard swat to mow. When you think like a hermit, you forget what you know. Dead man, how to die?
That song is Paper Tiger by Beck, off of Beck's saddest and most personal album, Sea Change, which he refuses to say is about a breakup, but it just is. That song is about imposter syndrome. It's got very abstract real lyrics, but that's what it's about. I find it very interesting because Beck is someone who seems incredibly confident in himself, both creatively and personally. He's a like Scientologist, for gosh darn sake. You can't be a Scientologist unless you're confident about that identity. But this is an incredibly introspective and personal moment for him, and I like it a lot. Next song is a very, very sad one, and one I come back to quite a lot. It's full of the dirt and the grime of absolute sorrow. It's just vivid lyrics and like beating percussive songwriting. This is Valentine by Fiona Apple.
Didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime. Well, you were watching someone else. I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive, too dull to flee. I'm amorous, but out of reach. It's still life drawing up a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. Watch you live to have my fun. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrops seasoned every plate. Tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve. Growing up, I'm resigned to say.
since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
That was A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. That song inspires me very nearly every day. Because, you know, it's not always going to be exams every day and stress. It will get better, you know. I don't know. This last song is a masterpiece. It's the last song off of Regina Spektor's 2004 album, Soviet Quiche. The title is Some Days. It is beautiful. Regina Spektor is one of those people who, at least her early work, and especially this album, just has a master of songwriting and lyricism that is unmatched when it comes to vocalists in the 2000s era. And not many people can stack up to her anymore. You know, like lyricism, at least in the songwriter type, have sort of gone by the wayside in recent times, and Regina Spektor is a great example of someone who is trying to uphold that tradition. So this is Some Days by Regina Spektor, and our last song of the night.
Down.
Some days aren't yours at all. They come and go, so they're someone else's days. They come and leave you behind someone else's face, and it's harsher than yours.
That was Some Days by Regina Spektor. You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I've been The Night Show. This has been Travis King. I hope you have a good day. Rest of your night, I guess. It's The Night Show, after all. Let's harness our hopes tomorrow. See you later.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plotter turns again, the reference starts at 10. Show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far. Kiwis, they are home baking, minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to